I'd like to tell you about Bet365.com.
Hey, come on, cash out.
Bet anywhere.
On any race.
Anytime.
Every day.
The world's biggest.
Bet easy makes it easy.
Online.
Cash out with Sportsbet.
Sports betting company.
What are you waiting for?
I'll probably have multiple bets on a Saturday on my phone. You can just do it in the comfort of your own home. It's quick, it's easy.
21-year-old Marshall Jones identifies himself as a casual gambler.
I don't often bet during the week, just on a weekend sort of thing. If I was losing $50 to $100, that'd be it.
Alliance for Gambling Reform spokesman Stephen Main says casual or low-risk gamblers like Jones are becoming increasingly common in Australia.
It's the fastest growing category is the sports betting category, which is where the casual gamblers often get picked up. It's a very vulnerable category where people transition through from a young casual gambler who then becomes a regular gambler, starting off with mobile devices. So look, it's a very significant concern.
In the 2016-17 financial year, almost $24 billion was spent on gambling in Australia. Main says gambling, which Australians spend more on yearly than alcohol and illicit drugs, is a growing problem.
Well, Australians are the world's biggest gamblers per capita, $1,400 a head. We spend $24 billion, which is almost twice as much as we spend on alcohol. It's absolutely enormous by any measure.
But what are casual or low-risk gamblers, and where do they fit in this multi-billion dollar industry? Casual gamblers like Jones can control how much money and time they spend on gambling and don't chase their losses. They can also enjoy their winnings, but know it happened by chance. In Victoria alone, nearly 9% of adults identify as low-risk gamblers. A report from the Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation says although harm suffered by problem gamblers is more severe, low-risk gamblers cause greater community harm due to how many there are.
Oh, there's more bet nags on the telly. Footy season's about to start.
I won 200 bucks.
I won 2,000.
I lost my house.
Sports bet.
Main says gambling advertisements promoting mateship and fun, particularly in groups of young men, makes casually betting on sports seem normal.
I think it makes it look fun and, you know, you can escape from work and you can hang out with your mates and you can be funny.
Jones says certain advertisements do have the ability to encourage him to consider betting on a sport he's about to watch.
If I see that advert and see a good deal, I think potentially something in your mind saying that, oh yeah, that sounds good. I'm not against the advertising. I can easily see how it does encourage people to gamble more or to sign up with different apps.
You may notice an abundance of sports betting advertisements on your TV, and with good reason. Gambling advertising is a massive industry, and Main says it's only getting bigger.
The gambling advertising spend has gone up by 22% in the financial year to a record $282 million.
Earlier this year, the government introduced laws restricting live odds being broadcast on TV 5 minutes before the start of a sporting game until 5 minutes after the game finishes. These restrictions are implemented between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m., something ACMA Senior Policy Officer Joseph Crichton says is in place to protect children from exposure to the gambling industry.
The new gambling advertising restrictions are a response to particular concerns about gambling advertising that's shown during live sport content during times that children are watching. The rules are designed to address these particular concerns by limiting the exposure of child audiences to gambling ads when children are more likely to be watching.
But the promotion of odds for sporting games is not just harmful for children. Main says casual gamblers are susceptible to placing more bets when odds are frequently promoted.
Casual gamblers in clubs and pubs, if you've got live odds flashing up on the screen all the time, then that might entice casual gamblers to gamble, so it's probably a good policy to not allow that.
The advertisement restrictions brought in this year will be closely monitored and reviewed by the ACMA, and Joseph Crichton says there's potential for further crackdowns on gambling ads on TV and online in the future.
We're aware that there's a concern about gambling promotions more broadly than live sport and their social implication. The ACMA considers that moves to further restrict the advertisement of legal products and activities is best considered as part of a holistic whole of government, and the ACMA would, of course, cooperate with any such initiative.
Any steps taken to reduce gambling advertisements on TV will be welcomed by the Alliance for Gambling Reform. But Main says not enough will be done until gambling advertisements are completely scrapped from television broadcasts.
We're still seeing a deluge of advertising even during the news, when alcohol advertising is banned during the news. Treated like tobacco, we say. No gambling advertising.
Matthew Comito, Western Independent.